It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's the learning season. It kicks in full gear in this month of January just ahead of us. And coming up in about 3.5 weeks will be a superb opportunity to attend what they're calling a high-powered 2-day conference packed with inspiration and ideas. The information you need, producers, to steer your business forward in a world of rising volatility. The Farm Futures Business Summit will be at Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th, where you'll learn the opportunity, have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities, and panels of successful and innovative farmers. Yep, you bet there'll be farmers in attendance. And one thing I've noticed in the past at the Farm Futures Business Summit is what happens in the hallway and in the lounge, the networking opportunity between farmers and ranchers from all over the USA. You can get more information at the website farmfuturesummit.com. January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturesummit.com. That young woman killed by a lion at a game park in North Carolina yesterday was from Indiana. The family of 22-year-old Alexandra Black said she loved animals and was on a path toward making a career out of working with them. Alexandra, from the town of New Palestine, Indiana, graduated from Indiana University this year and had just finished an internship at Battleground, Indiana, before going to her fourth internship near Burlington, North Carolina, just 10 days ago. Police there say late yesterday morning, workers were doing a routine cleaning at that 45-acre park when the lion got out. About 90 animals altogether are housed there. In a big day in the NFL yesterday across our region, the winners included the Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Bears, Indianapolis Colts, and Detroit Lions. Among the losers, the Packers, the Browns, and the Titans. From this week in agribusiness, we continue to keep an eye on crops in Brazil, where the combines will be rolling as we move through winter here. And some analysts continue to cut their estimates of the Brazilian soybean crop. The dry areas of South Brazil got some welcomed rains over the past week, but they say the coverage wasn't good. And one of the impacts of the hot, dry weather down there has been acceleration of the soybean maturity. Soybean and corn advisor Mike Coronier says in those dry areas, farmers are reporting smaller soybeans, and it's resulting in yield losses. State-by-state health rankings are out, and from here in the heartland, Minnesota and North Dakota rank among the best. Minnesota is 7th, North Dakota 13th, but down toward the bottom of the list, according to this ranking from the United Health Foundation, are Indiana 41st, Tennessee 42nd, Kentucky 45th. By the way, Hawaii is number 1, Louisiana is 50th. This survey that looks at behavior and the environment, the clinical care, notes that Tennessee children are now the heaviest in the nation. 38% of the kids in Tennessee are either overweight or obese, higher than all other states in the District of Columbia. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit, coming up in Iowa City, Iowa, later this month. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a happy new year.